Howdy, Wall Street Willie. What is leasing a car? Leasing is a way of financing a car that's different from a car loan. Leasing is a type of long-term car rental for around 2 to 3 years, usually offered by a car dealership. During this time, you make monthly payments, and after the term is over, you can either renew the lease, purchase the vehicle, or give the car back to the dealer. How expensive is leasing a car? Leasing a car usually has significantly lower monthly payments than buying it through an auto loan because you're only paying for the right to use the car and won't actually own it at the end of the lease. The exact monthly payment primarily depends on the car's projected depreciation over the course of the lease term and the interest rate charged, which is determined by your credit score. It also includes some taxes and fees, although they are a relatively smaller portion of the monthly payment. The monthly payment also depends on the lease length. Generally, the longer the lease, the lower the monthly payment. How does leasing a car work? A car lease is an agreement between the lessor, the company that owns the car, which is usually the dealer, and the lessee, the person using the car. It specifies the terms of the lease, including the duration, monthly payment, car's current value and its residual value at the end of the lease, mileage allowed, options at the end of the lease, etc. Once you have chosen the make and model of the car you want to lease, you shop around to find the dealer that offers you the best terms. Remember, every single aspect of the lease agreement is negotiable, and the higher your credit score, the more bargaining power you have. Once you negotiate and finalize the terms of the lease, you submit an application and provide necessary documentation. Once approved by the dealer, you sign the lease and can begin using the car. Usually, there is no down payment needed. You just have to make the first monthly payment and possibly some additional fees. If you would like to purchase the car after the lease term is over, you can usually do so by paying the residual value, which is the car's original price, minus depreciation. Thank you very much, Wall Street Willie. You're welcome, Super Cooper. Remember, finance is your friend.